97.9 K-Pod Country. Welcome to what is the Blue and Gold Show. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, John Mad Dog Horner. Go, man, go.
Mikey, Mike, hey. You're getting the arm thing off today. Congratulations.
Oh, man.
Been in a lot of pain, but you're going to make it through it.
I'll make it through.
Glad to see you here today.
You know it, man.
Welcome, Warrior fans, to another edition of the Friday Morning Blue and Gold Show. I'm your host, John Mad Dog Horner, and I'm here to bring you everything new and upcoming in the Warrior Athletics this fall and winter. The Warriors hit the road tonight as they are taking on South Medford Panthers. It's going to be a hot one over in the Medford area as the temperature is supposed to rise up to 105 degrees. I'm going to have to wear my half shirt. Pritchett said he's going to wear his Speedo, so we'll be ready to rock on the air tonight. You like that, huh, Mikey?
No, I do not.
The Warrior pregame show will start at 6:40. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. We'll be live on KPOD 97.9 on DelawareSports.com. And with that being said, let's welcome our two guests this morning, both seniors for this year's Warrior football team, Giancarlo DiCellini and Gavin Scarrett. Good morning, fellas. And thanks for rolling out of bed a little extra early this morning. And you guys want to give shout-outs to your parents, to your fans out there? Giancarlo, you going
to
go first?
Give a shout out to my mom, my dad, my aunt, my uncle, and all my family and friends that come out to support me.
Shout out to Melinda Scarrick and Scott Scarrick, my parents, and all my family.
Yeah, they got you up early. I guarantee you they drug you out of bed. They feed you guys breakfast this morning?
No breakfast, but my mom did wake me up.
No breakfast for me either.
No breakfast, man. Let's start today's show off with a little bit of volleyball news. As the Warriors hosted Brookings last night, where the JV and Varsity swept the Bruins, the JV's two sets, the Varsity's in three straight sets. Coach Megan Curtis says the Warriors are now 9-5 on their young season and open up league play next Thursday at Tunin Gymnasium as they battle against the HDN rival Arcata Tigers. I spoke with Lily Nunez and Ava O'Reilly last week, along with Coach Megan Curtis, and they all mentioned Arcata Tigers as one of the teams to beat in the HDN. So, fellas, I gave the girls curveball questions last week about football. So here's your guys' chance. Now, about this squad, this volleyball squad, you know some of the girls on the team. You think they're ready to get back and compete for a league title?
Yeah, I think they are looking real good last night. Crushed Brookings. Shout out to Lily, Ava, Reese White, and all the volleyball girls.
Giancarlo, I know you're a big volleyball fan. Love to watch it in the Olympics and everything like that. Giancarlo, what do you think about this squad this year?
Of course. I'm always at the volleyball games. You know, I showed up last night for a little bit, but I think they'll be good this year. I think they're all ready to come out a win and hopefully go for another league title.
All right, so let's get back to football. Football, here we go. Giancarlo, as Pritchett says, easy peasy DiCellini. Not sure where he got that from, but that is the coin phrase when Giancarlo gets the end zone. Rushing averages 10 yards a carry. This is for your career. Rushing yards is 10 yards per carry, receiving 22 yards per carry with 20 touchdowns in a span of the stats for the whole time. 20% of the time when you touch the ball, you score a touchdown. Last week, 3 touchdouns on four touches. Not too bad. When you start talking about what it takes to get to the level of play, when you touch the ball, it doesn't just start in August when you stumble onto the field at Mike Whelan Field. What kind of preparedness do you do in the offseason?
It starts right after our season ends last year. You know, we all get in the weight room, all start lifting, and we start early as a month or two later. We get on the practice field. We worked with Cooper a lot. We'd go down to the field, run routes, do all that. And then once practice started, we really put the work in.
Now, I know you guys did some 7-on-7. Were you part of that during the offseason?
Yes, we did a few 2 7-on-7 tournaments, and that really helped us with our passing game this year.
What I've really noticed in the passing game this year, and especially with you on your route running, it seems to be a different level of route running that you're doing. How big is that 7-on-7 when it comes to your guys' timing?
It's really helps, you know. It's no line or nothing, so you really get to work on how to run your routes, the timing, the connection with Cooper and the quarterback. It really helped a lot this year.
Gavin, the prototypical Delnor Warrior athlete in the aspect of hardworking, all or nothing, given your effort. You know, I've seen you as a kid growing up as single A, double A, triple A. Your parents super involved in youth sports and everything like that. What does it mean to you to walk out of Mike Whelan Field and see all those kids looking up to you as a linebacker for the Warriors? You know what kind of reputation that holds. What's that mean to you?
Yeah, so it's crazy, you know, watching the high school football team when you're like 8, 9 years old, looking up to them, you know, trying to get a high five when they're running by and all that. And now, I got a bunch of kids, you know, trying to get a high five from me, and I'm out there, you know, inspiring kids and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. It's crazy, yeah.
So talking about the kind of the tradition of being a linebacker and a fullback, not tons of the glory. Pritchett gave you a shout out last week, gave you player of the week at the Piedmont game because the way you blew open some holes, and defensively, it was another gear. And when I say defensively another gear, it seemed like you were so in tune on what they were going to do. What was that like on that field last week when it came to the defensive side?
Yeah, you know, Coach Nick does a real good job of getting us prepared for the game, you know, game planning, you know, blitz packages, all that. So, you know, me and John are always flying, reading the guards, flying down, and, you know, his stick in the running back.
John Carl, you talked a little bit about preparing for the season. What's it like as a defensive linebacker for the Warriors preparing each week with Coach Chris and Coach Nick? When it comes to film, they're kind of nerds. They watch way too much film, I think. And what does that look like on that Monday or Tuesday when they walk in with like folders full of plays of the other team?
They got everything there. They got everything set up. You know, we all watch film. They really break it down. They know what they're doing. And during practice all week, they got every formation, you know, Everything that they do, certain plays they run, we got it down to if they do this, we know what play they're running. That's how good they do it.
Well, taking a look at the last couple weeks, you guys came out 56-0 the first week against Kelseyville in the first half. This last week against Piedmont, 42-0 at halftime, and that was the final score. That's why you guys got your cookies, too. You put up the goose egg.
Yeah.
So I was impressed with that. And so that first half performance is really big. How big is it for this week when you play South Medford to jump out to that kind of start in a hostile area like South Medford's home field?
Yeah, we really got to come out hot. You know, this is a really good team this week. It's a real test for us. You know, Kelseyville and Piedmont aren't going to be nothing like South Medford. So we really got to come out strong and, you know, show who we are down there in Medford.
So we're going to take a quick break in the action here. And when we come back, we're going to break down the game tonight. Talk a little bit about X's and O's when it comes to the South Medford squad, and we'll get ready for the game.
Your neighborhood grocery outlet has the name brands you love, all at shockingly low prices. But do you ever wonder how we do it? Simple. We buy opportunistic items for less and pass the savings along to you. When a brand has excess inventory from packaging or manufacturing overruns, they call us. There's no club membership needed. So, stop by your local grocery outlet today and let the bargain hunt begin.
Grocery Outlet Bargain Market.
Coastal Home Health Hospice invites you to attend a free advanced care planning workshop on September 13th at 1 p.m. Hear from Curry Health Network's LCSW Jeff Turner as he shares information to help you determine best options for your health care decisions as you prepare for real-life health scenarios. Then on September 20th at noon, don't miss another free class, Strategies for a Sustainable Income in Retirement. Both classes are at Coastal Home Health Hospice, 585 5th Street in Brookings. For more information, find them on Facebook.
Welcome back to the Blue and Gold Show, where Mike was just asking them how hard they've been hit this year, but probably not as hard as the Seahawks are going to get hit this year. I can tell you
that. I can guarantee you that. They're going to get hit left, right, down the middle, north, south, east, west.
I always got to get my shot in on the Seahawks, especially since my Niners are
I'm a fan, always will be, just like you're a 49er fan, always.
Right.
You go through the good times, you go through the bad times. This year I call them the Seahawks because we ain't got nobody at the steering the bus in the right direction right now. So we'll see what happens. Geno Smith, see what he does this year, right?
Yeah.
And not everybody is a Russell Wilson.
No. Well, let's get on to a winning team like the Warriors. Warriors head to the Valley tonight, the Rogue Valley, as they take on South Medford Panthers on their home field, one of the most oldest tradition kind of fields that holds 10,000 people. the stadium does, too big size for fans. It's a turf field, but it's going to be 105 degrees at kickoff at 7 o'clock tonight. South Medford's coming off a 41-0 victory over Beaverton. Beaverton, another 6A school, big school in Oregon. They're in 6A, so all those schools are really big when it comes to the biggest in Oregon. You guys will play Kelseyville and Piedmont, which are some of the smaller schools in the North State. What's it going to take for you guys when it comes to just personnel-wise and kind of endurance to now face a team like last week? Piedmont had five guys with lineman numbers. Now you're going to face a team that suits up 57 players for a varsity game. When it comes to endurance, how have you guys prepared this week for a game like tonight?
It's definitely going to be a challenge for us. You know, this week, we really have to hydrate our bodies. We have to work hard. This week, they've really been on us, make sure we do everything right, been running us a lot. It's going to be really hot up there. You know, it's definitely going to be a challenge. All our starters these past two games, we've only been playing the first half, so it's definitely going to be a challenge. We're going to have to play a full game and play our hardest.
Well, ideally, you're up 40-0 at halftime, and we're done with it, right, Giancarlo?
Well, hopefully that's how it goes. But, you know.
Realistically, this is going to be quite a task for you guys tonight. And Gavin, we talked a little bit before we went on. Deacon Edgar, the three-year starter at quarterback for the South Medford Panthers, completed 9 of 11 passes for 226 yards and two touchdowns last week. And you talked a little bit how good he is when he rolls out of the pocket. You haven't seen that yet this year. He's on his fast turf field at home. How important is it for you guys to contain him?
You know, we just can't let him get comfortable back there. We got to keep pressure on him. Make sure, you know, he don't get those easy throws outside the pocket. Every time he rolls out, he really has like a easy ball to throw. He has really good wide receivers that'll get themselves open. So we need to, you know, keep pressure on him and have trust in our DBs to, you know, do their job back there.
Giancarlo, I didn't look at the film too much, but I'm sure you guys have looked at it. How good is their offensive line at getting to that next level of the linebackers and blocking? Are you guys going to have troubles with that, being able to see over them? There's some big linemen on that squad, and is that going to be an added difficulty tonight compared to the last 2 weeks?
It definitely is going to be a whole different game. You know, Piedmont and Kelseyville, they didn't do a very good job, but this game, they got some big guys. They got some good guys on the line, good guys on the whole team. They're going to be coming after me and Gavin, so we're going to have to, you know, do our thing, get past them, and get at the quarterback.
Wide receiver Walker for the Panthers is a class 6A 200-meter sprint champion. He covers 100 meters in 10.6 seconds. One of the fastest guys in the state of Oregon, and he's a wideout for the South Medford team. How have you guys approached that this week, and do you think that what's going to be the keys for him not to have two touchdowns like he did last game?
Yeah, you know, he's real fast. You know, we got to jam him off the line, get the timing off a little bit, keep pressure on the quarterback, make sure he doesn't have time to keep, you know, throw a good ball to that kid. So
I think the recipe is don't let that quarterback roll out and let him get 100 meters down the field. Yeah. Would be key. I think the most important thing is you guys come out and play hard, stay hydrated. How have you guys prepared days coming up to this for that heat?
It starts, you know, Monday, start of the week. We're all drinking water, drinking Pedialyte, liquid IVs. You know, they got everything on the team. That's what we all do. We all stay hydrated. Yeah, you got to prepare your bodies for it. It's going to be really hot up there.
Well, taking a look at some of the other games around the league this week, as Eureka is at Ukiah St. Bernard's, at Montgomery, Fortuna at Kelseyville, West Valley at Shasta McKinleyville, at Willits, West Valley is at Shasta, Piedmont's at North Tahoe. You guys are looking up to next week. You guys are back at home next week, big time. Have you guys been watching the Big Five teams or the Big Four teams? And who is the teams that you guys have seen so far in their games that you guys think you got to watch out for?
Yeah, you know, St. Bernard's, they're going to have a couple players come back from injuries and, you know, transfers and all that. I think they'll be pretty decent this year. They'll be a good test for us, too. We played all of them in the scrimmage this year. They all look pretty decent. And, you know, we're worried about this week right now. So,
Giancarlo, I mean, you've played Eureka, Fortuna, even in down years, right? The challenge that they give you is the preparedness when it comes. When you talk to about Coach Benbow's staff, Coach Tomlin's staff, your guys' staff with the White Brothers and Foz, you guys, it's another level of coaching, right? So it brings you prepared. Even though Fortuna Eureka might be down in their athleticism, they can make up for a lot in preparing for you guys. Are you guys worried about them at all come league time?
We definitely are. You know, they're always a good matchup against us. They're all well coached, all good athletic players. So it's definitely be good season this year and a good test to see what we can do.
Well, fellas, thank you for joining us today on the Blue and Gold Show. We're going to have a big game tonight. Kickoff is at 7 o'clock, Warrior fans. The pregame show starts about 6:40. We'll be on the air ready to rock. These linebackers right here got a tough task tonight, but I'm glad you guys got to come in today and prepare us all for tonight's game. You guys have a safe trip over. I know my dad's driving you guys over. Told him to kick up the AC. He says he doesn't have an AC. So roll down the windows, right? Enjoy yourselves. Have a good night. And Mikey, thanks for having us on the show.
All right, go Warriors.
Go Warriors.
WP.
Miranda Lambert.
Brad Paisley.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Schritt.
Hi, folks, this is Keith Ebbin.
Hey, it's Luke Bryan.
KPOD-FM Crescent City, your St. Jude radio station.